Dental scientists at the University of Pennsylvania have developed a chewing gum they hope can prevent people from developing oral, head, and neck cancers. The gum contains antivirals and actinobacteria proteins that can eliminate common viruses and bacteria known to cause certain cancers. A clinical trial later this year will test the gum's effectiveness against the human papillomavirus, or HPV, which is linked to multiple kinds of cancer. Dr. Mark Henschel is one of the investigators who will help lead the trial.
The idea with the antiviral HPV chewing gum is to try to mitigate and minimize that viral load intraorally. Where if there's a way to minimize a viral load from significant other to significant other, that's a no-brainer right then and there.
Researchers say the gum could also have potential effects in fighting viral infections such as influenza. Philadelphia's Haitian community has traces part of its roots to refugees who fled the Haitian Revolution more than two centuries ago. The history was the focus of a recent discussion hosted by WHYY and the University of Pennsylvania's McNeil Center that took a look at the revolution to commemorate the 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence. Historian John Davies says people fled violence in Santo Domingo, now Haiti, when the uprising transformed from a slave revolt into a fight for independence after France abolished slavery in the colony in 1793. Hundreds came to Philadelphia, becoming barbers, hairdressers, carpenters, and cabinet makers, along with entrepreneurs.
A lot of these formerly enslaved San Domingans, they stick with what they know, and they sort of fill these niches. But some of them are very successful.
He says their descendants still influence the city today alongside later waves of Haitian immigrants. The discussion was part of WHYY's ongoing We the People series. The next one on youth perspectives of American independence will be at the National Constitution on Wednesday.